If you've ever bought something online, chances are you've come across something known as a CAPTCHA. A CAPTCHA is that string of letters and numbers you have to read and then type back in. They often look twisted, as if they were typed on a woozy keyboard.
By typing them in, you prove that you're a real human trying to make an online purchase. 60 million CAPTCHAs are plugged in every day around the world. That's according to Luis Van Aan. He's an assistant professor of computer science at Carnegie Mellon University. He developed the technology behind CAPTCHAs and is now working on a project called ReCAPTCHA.
I spoke with Professor Van Aan about his new way to use CAPTCHAs.
Each time you solve a CAPTCHA, you basically waste 10 seconds of your time. See, the thing is, during those 10 seconds, you're doing something amazing. You're doing something that computers cannot yet do. What we're going to do now is we're going to get people to help us digitize books while they're solving CAPTCHAs.
And can you explain how this works?
Sure. So there's a lot of projects out there trying to digitize books. And basically what they're doing is they're taking books and they're scanning them. Now, in order to make these images searchable, you need to transform the images into text. The technology that does that is called OCR, for optical character recognition. The problem is that OCR is not perfect. So what we're going to do is we're going to take all the words that the computer cannot recognize, and we're going to send them to the web so that people can solve them for us while they're solving a CAPTCHA.
And I'm looking at your website, and I see here you've got an example of a sentence that was scanned in, and the actual sentence is, "This aged portion of society were distinguished from," and the computer reads it as something that looks basically like it's maybe Norwegian or something. Nis agid potenkum at society were distinguished frau.
All those words that you see there that were incorrectly recognized. We're going to take each one of them and we're going to send them to some website around the world that's using a CAPTCHA.
All right, so let's give it a shot here. I'm at the ReCAPTCHA website and it's asking me to type in two words. Oh my goodness, and this first one's a little bit tough. I think it says P-R-A-E T-O-R, but I don't know what that would be.
So a lot of them are not actual words. You know, sometimes say things, they might be proper names or other things.
Okay, the next one I recognize, it says Warpath. So I'm going to give that a shot, hit submit, and it says my solution was correct.
Excellent.
So these are words from actual books?
Yep.
What will happen after I type in the solution? What happens to those words?
If a lot of people, when given the same images, type the same words, we're going to assume that those were the words that were in the image, and then we're going to feed it back to the Internet Archive.
Now, if this ReCAPTCHA type tells me that my solution was correct, doesn't that mean somewhere in there they already know the answer, what these words actually are?
Uh-huh. That's why we give you two words. One of those words we already know the answer for. The other one's a new one. And we don't tell you which one we know the answer for and which one we don't. We flip them at random.
Now, just to play devil's advocate here for a moment, couldn't you say that all the time that you spent getting these books scanned, getting these images up there to get people to type them in, couldn't you just use that same amount of time to have someone type in all these scanned books and just save a couple steps?
Oh, no way. Here we're talking about, you know, hundreds of millions of books, literally. And each book has, I don't know, maybe 200,000 words. So typing that many words, it's an impossible task. A better way, which is what we're trying to do, is just distribute it among all of humanity so that everybody will have to type a few words, but you'll only have to type three or four yourself.
Luis Van Aan of Carnegie Mellon University's Computer Science Department, thank you so much.
Thank you.